You know, the public need to stop listening to what the Metropolitan Commissioner says because he keeps saying things to them which are not true. Now, that's quite a problem, and I can go through some of the things he said in the last few days. By the way, your point about us running out of time is largely because the Metropolitan Police Commissioner has dragged his feet day after day after day. What we have seen is successive weekly protests in London getting more and more violent. The one last Saturday involved direct assault of people in military uniform. It involved mass assault of members of the public in McDonald's. The idea that the legal test of a risk of serious disorder is not met is just a nonsense. That's why the Met Commissioner had to just, frankly, whether intentionally or purely by accident or because of incompetence, the Metropolitan Commissioner has reached for static protest. You do not get from Hyde Park to Nine Elms by standing still. This is not static protest, Nigel. Also, by the way, static protests, which are actually called assemblies. I don't know why he's using silly words, but there we are. Assemblies can have conditions put on them, and that's what you're doing as a compromise. You're saying, have your assembly. Yeah. I mean, actually, you could have it in Blackheath or somewhere even further away, where it's a big open space where no damage can be done, and you can keep them in. And you know what you can also do, Nigel? You could time limit them so that before the sun goes down, they're all to disperse. Because we saw last time, quite clearly, the violence kicked off when the sun goes down. And we have reached a point in our society where we have so abandoned common sense that apparently we must sit there, nod our heads and pretend he's intelligent because the Met Commissioner has not got any intelligence that there is a risk of violence despite 3 weeks of protest in which we've seen escalating violence. We are to ignore our eyes. Freedom is now slavery, and we must do as we're told, Nigel, and just pretend everything will be fine. Well, if this goes ahead, Nigel, this should be on the head of that commissioner.